division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rogue Agents Podcast, brought to you by Media Junkie. If this is your first time listening to the Rogue Agents Podcast, this is a show where we discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on the Division II. Each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, please rate us and share. That helps us out a ton. I'm your host, Jamar. And every week, I'm joined by a fellow agent, Wes. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. Nothing much. I have a pretty meaty episode, so you ready to just dive right into it?
Let's do it, man.
All right, so let's do our first and foremost segment, the hype check. The hype check, for people who don't know, is just a way to get a feel for the game, or not really a way to get a feel for a game, but just kind of touch base where we're at. It's been about how long now?
It's been out for 6 weeks now. Is this the sixth podcast or fifth podcast?
Yeah, that's right. This is a sixth podcast. So it would be 5 weeks because we did one before it came out.
But did we do it like the night before?
That's true. I don't know. It's just been a whirlwind. But so we're we'll say we're 6 weeks in to the game being out. And our hype started out pretty high, through the roof, basically. And now we're just gonna see where we're at right now. How you thinking? How you feeling, Wes?
You know, the game's great. The Massive did an incredible job with the game. It met my incredibly high expectations from the first division because I fell in love with that game. And each day, literally each day, they're modding the game, fixing the game, patching bugs. And my hype is still there, and it's going to continue to be there because there's a lot of good content coming out in the future.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think I'm losing a little bit of the draw of like the necessity to play it every day, just because we have gotten quite far, which we'll discuss in Agent Clock. But we've gotten up there. We've pretty much maxed out our gear score, and we've gotten like good builds and stuff. But I don't think that I'm as hype. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say maybe like a 6 or 7. I'm kind of lukewarm right now.
I'm there with you too. Like, we haven't really played much the past week, and the draws, I mean, it's not there, but I'm playing right now, just kind of collecting ceramics and electronics as we're talking. And even though I haven't played in a few days, it's great to pick this game up. Like, I'm having a good time just collecting shit.
Oh yeah, I definitely love the pop-in aspect of it. It's no longer 5 hour, 6 hour sessions. But now I can just pick it up, play it for like 45 minutes to an hour. So drop it, come back. And, you know, things haven't really changed much for me. So I guess we're pretty lukewarm on the game, but that doesn't mean we're not in love with it still, right?
I wouldn't even say I'm lukewarm in the game. Like, I still think the game's great. I just don't feel the need to see what gear I can find every night.
Yes, and we'll discuss why that's the case coming up in our main mission. But now let's go into the Agent Clock. You just booted up your game, so you probably know your stats a little bit clearer than yours, or than I know mine. So you go ahead first, man.
Yeah, man, I was about 4 minutes away from 4 days, so I'm officially over 4 days now.
And what's that in hours for mathematicians?
Let's see, was that 96 hours? Is that right? I'm just throwing numbers out there. I think that's
It's something like that. I don't know. I was just cheesing you. I didn't actually think you'd do the math.
I didn't have it, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
How's your gear score? I think last time we were on together, I think you were at like 499 or
yeah,
so, right?
I ended up hitting 500. The problem is some of these ones that I have are like 491. Like, some of mine aren't maxed yet, but they are awful. Like, they bring if I want to drop my health by over 30,000, yeah, great. Yeah, I'll go up to 501. That's cool.
Again, and that's kind of like more foreshadowing to like what we're seeing, I guess I don't want to say what we're seeing, but what we're going to discuss here later on is a little bit of the gear drops and how Massive is working on that. Because I believe I'm at still like a little bit ahead. You're like actually gaining ground on me now, because I think last time I checked, I was at like 110 hours or 109, something like right there. So a little bit up there. But my gear score is at 499. And it's the same thing as I have things on there that I don't want to get rid of just because even the drops at 500 just don't have that great of a role on like the stats. So it just hurts you, you know?
Yeah. And some of them, like, I don't understand some of the gear drops because some are like great. Like, oh, this is a high gear score. It means it's going to be better than what I have. But it's not. It's terrible.
Well, enough foreshadowing. We're done with the agent clock. Let's just go straight to the main mission. We had, of course, a little while ago, actually almost a week. I think it was – no, I'm lying. It was April 11th when they did the state of the game. And I kind of, like, tuned into that to see, like, what we would get a feel for, what we would talk about on the podcast. And there's a lot of things, but it was actually quite short, and there wasn't, like, much – information. And then the next day they actually dropped a community update, and I thought this was actually pretty important just because, one, it highlights the way like Massive is handling this game, and then B, it also gives like a lot of information on where they're going and how they're listening. So without further ado, there's a lot of things in here, but basically this is going to cover like the title update 2.1 and then beyond, like going past that, so title update 3 and so forth into the future. So they just stated that there was a few things that was going on like kind of social media, i.e. the Reddit and online, of conversations about things that people were upset about the game. And the first one that they already deployed a fix for, which I noticed the last time I got on, was the scarcity with the specialization ammo. They actually fixed that, and it wasn't intentional. It wasn't supposed to be super rare to get it, but they did want to kind of make it seem more special. So I'm happy that they fixed that because it went from like getting too much to like having like zero. So
yeah, you find three. They also dropped it from two bullets to one bullet, and you would find them like once every like 5 hours. And great, I can't wait to never use this gun.
And then on top of that, when you did collect enough to have like a full clip, if you logged out and you logged back in, it was all gone.
So it's so frustrating. So we talked about that on one of our podcasts. I think it was episode 4, maybe 5, and we talked about how like we don't know if it's a glitch or if it's intentional. It turns out, yeah, that's a big old glitch. They didn't mean for that to happen.
And speaking of like another glitch that they had, and this one I thought was pretty hilarious, after we got the Tidal Bison update, which is the Tidal update 2.0 as well, the T poses for the enemies. So it turns out that it's obviously a glitch, and they're working on it to fix it as well. It happens in the bounty screens as well, so not when you're just fighting enemies. Even when you're picking bounties, some people have the T pose going, and it turns out it was like a weird glitch because video games are extremely hard to make, and they design like the enemy like animations based off of who you're looking at. So that's why I would have a T pose for a character or an enemy, and you wouldn't, if because maybe you killed that person and I wasn't looking when you killed them. So that's where the issue happened. So they're working on a fix for that. We're going to be getting a patch. It seems like a lot of these are coming in like a patch coming next week. And then a lot of other things they're just working on, and they're just letting us know that they know that these are issues.
So I actually posted a picture of a T-pose and a bounty on our Twitter. So at MediaJunkieVids, check it out.
Yep, if you haven't seen one, that's a good way to see it. It's quite hilarious.
Actually, I don't know if it's really even T at that point. He just more has his hands in the air, like he's really excited that like he got home and saw his dog or something.
Yeah, that happens quite often too. It's like they're reaching their hand in the air with the gun, but there's no gun. So then they're just it looks extremely awkward and weird. But this one here, the gear drop, this one you mentioned to or alluded to earlier, but this is also kind of a mixture of another issue. So the gear dropping below 500 as a gear score. So we're in World Tier 5. We're maxing out our gear as the intentions of what we're supposed to be doing. But even still, like if you notice you've been getting gear that's lower than like 500, it kind of was a little bit frustrating. But it turns out that this is actually intentional by the devs because they wanted to make it seem like to appreciate I guess your drops and you weren't getting there like so fast. Again, I'm like paraphrasing. This could be wrong. They could just be evil and want to torture us, but they did hear our feedback and they're going to change that like in future updates, which is nice. And then
I mean, who regarding that, before we move on to that, who really cares? Like we just talked about earlier how some of the gear we have is a lower score than we have, but it helps us so much. Who cares?
right. Well, it's not so much the gear score itself, like the it's kind of a combination of things though, because if the gear score is dropping at 491 or whatnot, so you can't get to a max gear score, then maybe you don't get like better rolls. Maybe the once you're maxed out, everything we get at gear 500 will start having better stat rolls on it, so we'll want to use that gear. But that is true. If we're picking up stuff at gear level 500 and it's worse than the stuff that we have at like 481, then it's true. Like, who really cares?
All right, yeah.
The biggest thing too, though, that they're changing along with this is they did acknowledge that there was some disappointing things with like crafting, which I do kind of feel like if you craft an exotic weapon, it should just be like at the max of your gear score. So like if your bench is available to 450 to 500, I feel like you should get 500. And that kind of disappointed me. Like when we opened up World Tier 5, I crafted that Chatterbox and it was 490. And I'm just kind of like, why? Doesn't make sense.
Well, that's because they have an upgrade you can purchase, another blueprint. Because I made that mistake. We crafted the Chatterbox, and I was like, oh man, this thing's like 490. That sucks. And then I went to the store, and I was like, oh, there's a blueprint here to make it 500. I'll go ahead and destroy this and make a new one.
But see,
And then I couldn't.
that's my point though. Like that would have never happened if it would have if we crafted it at 500, then it or 500 being the max, it should have just given us 500. Because getting that blueprint means we have to go back, which now we learn. You have to go back and get each individual part again. And for the Chatterbox, it was kind of tedious because it was random drops and random boxes. So, like, to make us do that twice, if I've never crafted the gun,
Yeah.
then it should automatically go to 500. Now, if you crafted it, say, World Tier 2, then that would be like the place to use the blueprint. So you can craft it to 500. It's just like a weird thing. But they acknowledge that it's disappointing to people. Don't know if they're going to fix that, but
Yeah, are they
they
gonna give
just
him,
acknowledge it.
if they fix it, they're gonna give him my shit back.
The biggest reason that we're talking about this community update is because of the new gear sets coming out and being like underwhelming, at least for me. And I've kind of like checked online, it's been kind of the same.
Oh
So
yeah, they suck.
this one is actually pretty big. So they're acknowledging the underpower or underperforming, I should say, gear sets. So they heard our feedback and they're actually tentatively not going to change anything about them because they want to make sure that we're not just instantly saying we hate them. So they want to give us more time, like with the gear. Personally, I don't think I'm going to use them at all, but I guess I would kind of like to see some cool videos online on like YouTube or somebody using these cool like gear sets, but I don't think I'm going to use them. I would prefer them to change some things about them, and maybe they will. Come time if enough people stop using them.
Yeah, I think I was never a huge fan of them at the like the start. Like Division One,
Yeah.
I was never a huge fan of them at all.
Well, so I use some of the like the gear sets, like the it just depends. I never use one like at a full gear set, but like the idea of having like more talents or being able to have like five pieces, so then you have five new talents, which was pretty cool. I'm probably using the same wrong word, but it kind of is disappointing that like oh set bonuses, that's what I'm looking for. It's kind of disappointing though with these gear sets that none, like even if I wanted to do run three pieces, the set bonuses are just so like bland or lame that why would I get rid of like the stuff when I have other set bonuses and other talents on just brand set armor
Yeah.
or brand set gear. It just seems weird, but I think they are looking into that, and hopefully, maybe that'll change. Maybe tweak the set bonuses a little bit, and then I'll mess around with them.
They need to do something with them because they don't, there's no perk to them over the other ones that I have.
Right.
And I'm real big into being like a really strong character. Like, obviously, I want my DPS to be high, but I also want my armor and my health to be high. Like, we always look at my character, both are always incredibly high because I don't care what number or what score or anything that like my gear's at. What matters to me is basically how strong I am. So I'll keep low gear just to stay high.
I mean, and I think the gear, like having higher gear, is just supposed to give you more perks. And I think that is the overall, like, kind of issue that we're having with the game now is, like, I guess specifically to, like, later on that we'll discuss, like, in the skill mods, it's kind of the same thing. Like, skill mods that you had from, like, the beginning of the game have better perks than the things that have, like, on the high-end skill mods. So it is the same idea of, like, just making this stuff as we're growing, as we're getting better, it should be higher stats. But then at the same time, it's a balance because they don't want to make the stats too high, and then we could just easily kill everybody and it wouldn't be a challenge, you know?
So yeah.
I feel for them. I'm glad they're looking into it. They're much smarter than we are, so they'll figure it out.
So
go ahead.
This is so off subject, but this just happened, so I had to talk about it, and I got to get your idea on what just happened, okay? So one thing that we did, I know we're taking a break from the gear stats just for a moment. And one thing that we did in the game is we went after all the hunters, right? So we killed all the hunters, but we couldn't make ghosts populate anymore. We needed to have ghosts pop up from, you know, saluting all the graves and then going over there when he's kneeling down and snipe him in one shot and get him, right?
Right.
And we tried to get him to populate probably 4 or 5 times and nothing would happen. It was really frustrating. So I just went to this control point, which is the Washington Monument just now. Because, again, I'm just on collecting resources just as we're talking. It keeps my brain into the game and helps me visualize and think about things I want to talk about. And this bastard just popped up.
Oh, really?
He's shooting at me.
Where at?
We're at the Washington Monument. Like, my screen was shaking a lot. And I was like, that's really weird. Why is my screen shaking right here? Oh, maybe because it's dark and there's a button downstairs to activate him. So I went and I pressed it just, you know, for shits and giggles. I wasn't going to go over there and look. And then I walked out of Washington Monument and I started getting shot at by this guy. And I was like, oh, it's just a character. Or whatever, I'll kill him, you know. It's just a bad guy. It was a yellow guy. But then he throws out his drone and he's over there healing and he's running around like a madman. I'm like, wait, this is Ghost. And I just killed him. But now I'm like, if you get on, he's not gonna populate.
Well, I guess if I try it in my session, maybe I'll get him.
Yeah, he was just at Washington Monument. Maybe they fixed it because I know it was glitched out for a while there where he wouldn't pop up.
That's weird, but that's good though. Now we can see like what's in the box.
What's in the box? Ivory key.
Well, hopefully it's not an exotic weapon because those have been those have been known to be underperforming, and they have acknowledged that as well. It seems that they really, really, really want to have these exotic weapons be like something that we're using and we're like proud to have and excited to have.
It did seem like that.
It did seem that way, right? But they actually did state that they would like for them to be like more powerful and like, again, an exotic weapon. So they're aware that like basically any, well, I guess kind of now, not any M4 or most M4s or really just any regular weapon can like overshadow pretty much all of the exotics. Like they're just quite flat and underwhelming, and they're really interested in getting our feedback. And this one I'm really excited because again, it just shows how Massive is working with this game. They are making a game for the community. They're not making a game just because they don't care. They're making a game for us, which is really amazing. So they're wanting feedback from everyone. So listeners of the show, definitely go like any avenue you can, Reddit, Twitter, Facebook. I believe they have a Facebook. But anyways, anything you can, and just let them know. The three things they're looking for is which exotics feel weak, most of them. Why do they feel weak? And then, of course, like in what activities do they feel weak? So are they weak in PvP, taking over control points, doing missions, you know, all of those things, like where are they showing like weakness? And honestly, for me, it seems to be most of the spots. And then when I was writing this down or when I was thinking about this, I thought here's a good way to fix the exotic weapons and allow them to be good for us and not just us as the majority, but good for us as like individual players is if there was like exotic mods for those, because you can't put like the regular mods onto an exotic weapon. If they created exotic mods, then that would allow you to customize that. So maybe that chatterbox, the rate of fire is nice, but realistically, you want higher accuracy or more stability. You should have like these exotic mods that you can attach to them and customize the weapon that way. Is that possible? Don't know,
Yeah,
but I would like that.
I don't see any need for them because, like, last week I complained about the MK17 being nerfed, right? So my MK17 was at 42,000 damage, and then I got on, it was down to like 28. I was like, that sucks, but I still used it because, I love the gun, it's my favorite gun. And I ended up getting it to the rest of the levels up to 500, doing a build for my character, so my rifle damage is high. So my MK17 now does 47,000. It's brutal. Its accuracy is up there, and its stability is all the way as high as it could possibly go. So this thing doesn't sway at all, and it shreds and eliminates people. Like, I can put the yellow people down, like the big brutes, like with the chainsaw and stuff, and quick, And
Yeah.
when the exotics, I don't see a need to play with them.
Well, that's to me the whole problem. Like those the exotics should be like a not necessarily a rare weapon, but like if you do something unique or special to get these weapons, or they are like a rare drop, they should be similar in stature to like a signature weapon in a way.
Oh, I
Not
agree
too
with you.
overpowered,
Yeah.
but it should be either equal to what you have there with like some cool talents or attached to it as well. So like your MK17, it is powerful, but it doesn't offer like a bunch of talents. Maybe like you have three talents on your MK17. Maybe the exotics could have six talents or something like that. So where even though they're equal in power, there's still a reason why you would want to use an exotic over your regular weapon. And I
Yeah.
think that's the goal. My fear though is that instead of making the exotics better, they continue to make the regular weapons worse. And I hope they don't go that way. Like
I hope they don't nerf our gear so that way we start using these stupid gear, like the gear sets.
yeah, I think that may not. I think they understand that like we don't want more so nerfs, or we want buffs. So we want like to get things better to make everything on an even playing field. Although this most recent update kind of proved the opposite. So
Yeah. Hey, I
here's
hope they don't
hoping.
start ruining the game to try and make us use crap that we don't want to use.
Right. And actually this is kind of a good foreshadow or a good transition into talents. So talents are something that I found like the most important for me on my gear. So like I have the Berserker talent, which gives me like an extra 10% damage for every 10% of armor that's depleted. And then
Yeah,
boy, I'm drawing a
Berserker
blank on
was
it.
nice.
There's some other ones as well. Oh, my favorite right now on my holster is the refill talent. So if I have an LMG and I have my assault rifle, I could use my LMG until it gets down to zero. I have 120 rounds in that. Once that gets down to zero, switch to the rifle and then use that. I have a much faster reload speed on my assault rifle. Reload with that and it reloads my LMG as well at the same time. That's a really cool talent to
Yeah, it's a
have,
cool talent,
especially
yeah.
like when we're, running into like spongy enemies. So the talents they're looking into, because there's a lot of talents that are strong and then there's a lot of talents that are really weak. And in an upcoming patch, they're going to kind of look to balance that out. And they said specifically that their goal is to basically allow us to choose any talent we want to play with without making it too easy. So like without increasing like our time to kill. And I'm really worried about this one as well. Like again, I have full faith in Massive to like make things right, but I'm really worried that they're going to like buff a lot of, or nerf, I should say, a lot of talents that people are like popular ones, just to make the ones that aren't popular more popular. And that doesn't make
I
sense to
mean,
me.
no, I mean, what you're saying makes sense. Like, I understand what you're saying. And honestly, I think that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm so afraid that that's going to happen, because that's going to make me, again, it's changing the way how we play, and I love like having something new, like the game feeling new all the time, but I don't want it to be like restarting from zero every time, and that I really hope they hear our plea not to change it that way.
Yeah.
But They did also say that they're accompanying some like NPC changes or enemy changes that will balance it out. So they won't have to buff our stuff too much because they're also going to change some things with NPC. And this is a really good one, the game difficulty that they're looking into. And I think we had some fun at some points where I've raged out just because the enemies are just rushing us. It wasn't hard, it was just they were rushing us and it didn't give us a chance to like even shoot them. They would just come out of a closet and just start pushing us, and we can't kill six people running at us at once. Turns out that is actually a bug. So there is an AI bug that is making the NPCs way more aggressive, and it's because they're not detecting our hit point or like our power. So they see us as weaker enemies, so they just want to rush us automatically. They're not afraid of us, basically. And to me, this is quite terrifying because this is just a small glimpse into our possible feature or future with Boston Dynamics working on robots and all this AI. It's like, sure, the robots know they're not supposed to kill us, but there was a bug that told them to. So like, and that's just funny to me. It's awesome though because that is like a top priority for them. So they're making that, they're going to get that fixed right away.
Thank God, because sometimes that is the most ridiculous thing. Like, everyone that you're playing with, that you're up against, is like a genius, and they know exactly how to flank you every single time. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I want them to be smart, but I also want them to be fair. And that's, I think, what they're working on.
What scares me is like what I really like about this game, Jamar, is that the game has a challenge. No game has a challenge once you get so far into it. And take Division One, for example. We got so far into the game, we would just mow through people. There's even times when this game feels like that, but there's still that challenge there that, hey, I can die at any moment. I don't want to die. Not that there's any repercussions from it. Like, you don't lose anything. It just kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want them to make the game too easy. And that sounds like what the route that they're going as well is like, hey, we're gonna make the AI not as hard. We're gonna make you choose any, you know, like choose any talent you want. Cool.
So as I was like writing down the notes and like thinking about this, I thought the same thing. Like I had this feeling of like, are they making the game too easy? And this is specifically like about the game difficulty in this section, just because it is, it sounds like it sounds like it is, but at the same time, it doesn't sound like it is. So the reason why I said that is, like they're trying to balance out some things as well. Like you mentioned, your gear set is all about like armor and health,
Yeah.
but even still, like armor is pretty high. Like I think mine, it's like I can't even remember, but it was like 200 something thousand. That armor still goes away like really quick. So if
Yeah.
we like you're popped up out of like cover, your armor almost means nothing. And they're working on that. So I wonder if it's they want us to be able to feel strong, but at the same time know that we could get killed at any moment. So like I want the game to be easy in a sense of like if we're playing smart together and we're playing strategically, the game should be easy because we're that's how it should be. But then, as soon as you start making dumb mistakes, the game punishes you for that. And that's what a challenging game should be.
And
So I feel.
I don't know if he even listens weekly, but Jason.
Strategically. Well, speaking of strategic, speaking of strategically, in future, like in a future patch, so this isn't like something that's coming right away, but they're also looking to increase, like, the protection of us when we're like running. And I know this sounds like again making the game easier, but like they want to protect, like maybe make the enemies less accurate or their damage not count as much when we're like sprinting or going cover for cover to cover. And I remember in the last game, I felt like that was where they pushed you, like in Division One. If you got up and ran somewhere, you were going to get punished. If you went cover to cover, it was more effective. And that made the game way more tactical than what it was, or made it way more tactical than just getting up, running up someone, shooting them, and then going to the next spot.
Yeah.
So hopefully that brings that back because I really do like how if you're out of cover for a few seconds, you're gonna get fucked up. And I really, really, really enjoy that because it makes you play smarter. But again, I don't want them to make it too easy. So this is so weird. Another thing too, again, this is all about the game difficulty. Hard, challenging, and heroic missions, the NPCs are a bit spongy and they are noticing this. So their biggest thing, and this is actually something that they talked about a little bit lower or a little bit later, I should say, in balancing for like people with tank builds. I almost like what you have is like, I want to just be as strong as I can so I can survive to kill people. But they talked about this a little bit later in like the tank builds, but they're balancing an issue right now of should we give these higher level enemies more health, or should we make them have more damage? And you can't just push both of them up because then it just makes it seem like it's impossible to kill these people.
Yeah, you're going to be at the
So,
what everyone complains about. They're too spongy.
right. So that's what they're looking into, is mainly focusing on time to kill. So that's going to involve of getting better weapons, also involve maybe lower health, but better armor, things like that. So they're looking into like the heroic level and challenging and hard. Because for us, I feel like hard is just like really easy right now. So maybe because we haven't really done too much challenging and definitely haven't even touched heroic, if they change that, I would probably be a little bit more open to doing it. I just hate the fact that when we do like a challenging mission, you just use all of your ammo. It's not fun and doesn't seem much harder. It just seems like you just run out of ammo much faster.
Definitely way spongier, without a
Yeah,
doubt.
that is something that they're doing. And this actually is the first thing that I mentioned that is going to be like in a private test server, which they're only doing on PC because I guess console people are second-rate citizens. But they're doing now these like private test servers that will let them just roll out some features to just kind of get feedback before it hits everybody, which is smart. And they did it before, so it's not like really a big deal. But I'm curious to see what people think about the new sponginess of the NPCs and the PTS. There's one other thing I want to touch on with game difficulty, and this one I ran into personally when I try and get on, just mess around by myself. And I don't know if you've tried these, but sometimes you go to a control point and they're just level one, no big deal. Level two, not too bad. Level three, insanely difficult to do by yourself. And the higher level control points are basically impossible because, again, the NPCs are just so spongy, and then there's like 30 of them, and it's impossible to do by yourself. So they don't have like an immediate fix for it, but they did say that there should be some more news soon about the control point levels or higher levels being too difficult. So I'm hoping that maybe they adjust that because sometimes we all can't get on at the same time, and you get better loot out of like a control point, like level three, but like you just have nearly no chance to do it by yourself, which is kind of frustrating.
Even when we first started playing the game and I had to do that control points, I thought they were really hard.
Yeah, they get way worse, which is insane.
what's
Go
if
ahead.
the one thing that you would want changed or added or tweaked, what would you want? Like, I know what I want.
If there was one thing.
If there's like, do you know what I want them to do? I want them to do this.
See, that's hard, and that's why I like doing these episodes when we just like kind of cover the stuff that they do or that they like see and get feedback from. Because overall, like, I never have anything that I'm like, man, I wish they would get rid of this, or man, wish I could get rid of that. But a lot of times they say, hey, this is an issue that we realize we're working on. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I don't like that. So I don't know if there is anything specific other than like the enemies like rushing us. That's the thing that makes me rage the most. And oh, I don't think they can change this, but people being like assholes in the dark zone.
Don't be an
That's
asshole. Don't be a bitch.
it. Don't be a bitch.
The one thing
It
that
sounds like you have something.
the one thing that I would want is the drop rate of electronics, because it seems like I get polycarbonate and carbon fiber all the time, or resources I can't even pick up. But electronics is so rare to drop. Just increase that just a little bit, just a tad bit.
All right, next immediate patch, electronics drops higher for
Yeah, please do that for Media Junkie. Thank you.
you. There's like probably like five more on here, but I'm gonna pick out just some that I think are I'm gonna pick out like two that I think changes that are. And then if anyone wants to go and like read like the entire full list, because I still picked out like a smaller things that I thought were important, just check them out. It's the post is on Reddit, so you know r/thedivision. You check it out. Everything else there, but I'm gonna go three things: inventory management, projects, and then character appearances. So the first one, inventory management. I am having the hardest time, and I think it's because I'm overthinking the game, but I've looked and read it, and I'm not the only person that's having this issue, but I want to save gear because I have cool talents on them that I want to keep, and I would like to, you know, recalibrate to something new. And then I also have other things that have like good stats that I'd like to use. Basically, I have all these things, and I wish there was just an easier way for me to find specific things. So like, oh yeah, I know I have this chess piece that has this talent on it, and I have to scroll through all my chess piece, and it's not like an easy way to find it. And it looks like they're going to work on that, because they did acknowledge that it is really hard to keep track of all the items that you have, and they're looking for like more filters and things to be done. It doesn't look like it's coming very soon, but it's coming in the future, which is promising for me. That'll make me happy. Maybe that's something that I really hate.
Yeah. I mean, you keep a lot of gear. You keep a lot. I don't.
Well, now that I have so much money, that was like initially the issue, but not so much guns, but gear, just because I really want to have like the flexibility of being like, I want to run with this, I want to run with that. Sometimes I like to, you know, switch up the talents that I have on it, but it's just really hard. And it also kind of slightly makes me a hoarder because I don't want to get rid of anything.
Yeah. You are a hoarder.
I wasn't gonna bring up Game of Thrones, but that was like the first
really close do it.
Thing. You said hoarder, and it sounds like hold the door.
Oh my god, I'm getting off.
So the second of the three things is the projects. And I don't know if you looked into this and or noticed this as well, but I almost stopped doing the projects just because of this alone, but they'll request for like high-end gear for like donations, and you do that, and then they give you like crafting material. So like I just donated like this 500 level 500 chess piece and then a holster and then a gun, and then you give me like seven, I don't know, ceramic pieces, and it just is so annoying. So I almost kind of stopped doing them, but that is an issue, and they're fixing that, so I'm happy.
I stopped doing them too, because when you first started playing, there was a draw to doing them, and now it's like, I don't get anything for this. This is a waste of my time.
It really, really is. Plus, I'm a hoarder. I want to keep all of my shit.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They need to fix that, because it's stupid.
The last one here is like a character appearance thing, and I'm actually more so excited for this one as well, mainly because like my character has a fluid gender, and I would like to be able to change my agent from a female to a male, and that is going to be possible here. So the funny thing though is they are going to add, or not the funny thing, but the great thing is that they're going to be adding some more options to the barber. So some people that I didn't even realize wasn't included were people who wanted redhead characters. That's not a thing. Didn't know it. And then also, if you wanted to have a bald hairstyle, if you didn't pick it at the beginning, you can't change to it.
Yeah, massive.
In the game now.
Yeah, way to ignore the sexiest hair base out there. Come on now.
Bald?
Yeah, bald. No, red, man.
So I thought that was so funny, though, that I didn't even realize that those things were missing. And that is kind of, like, messed up. So if you want to make your character look like you and you have red hair, you feel like you're kind of left out, which is good on Massive for fixing that.
Well,
but also,
if anyone's listening, I don't have red hair. So I just find it very attractive.
It is real cool though, because I do have a female character, which I probably wouldn't change anyways, just because
you're,
I feel like that's almost
character.
My thing now. It's kind of like it's my thing, so. But it is nice for people who would like to change, and that's just kind of like one of those things that almost akin to like Microsoft making like the accessible controller. It's just nice that those things are looked into or like even thought about. Would have been better for them to just put it in the game, but you know, they're adding it, so that's cool.
The keys also pissed me off, because like we were trying to get those hyena keys for a long time, and they don't drop, but all the other keys, no problem.
The last thing that I wanted to cover on here, and then if you have anything else, we can kind of discuss as well. But there was two major things on balancing, and one of them hit me hard, and I know it's an issue with you as well, because like we almost just completely ignore like the skill mods now. So these are separate than like changes. Yeah. These things are things that they're working on. These are balancing things that they're going to work on in the future. So these are not like necessarily coming in like an update or something like that, but they'll be just kind of in the background working on these. But I'm going to try and cut this down here. But basically they're saying the skill, like people who want to run a full skill build, which before in Division One were pretty awesome. If you had like a high skill power, you could drop like your turret and just wreck shop, especially like if you had like the flame turret. It was like extremely helpful, like in a group, to have that one person that can just push back people no matter what. And then also the heal, I forgot what the little gun thing was, but if you had a high skill level, you could heal people and revive people and it just come back really fast and stuff. So naturally that was like nice to have a skill power, or skill build person on your squad. In this, in Division 2, it seems like skills don't even really matter at all, because the skills still work. They just are, they go away a little bit longer, or go away a little bit faster. It takes a little bit longer to get them, and you're not rewarded for having a higher skill level.
Yeah, they don't matter.
It just does not matter. And they wrote out something that was really nice and thoughtful. I kind of paraphrased a little bit of what they said. So again, check out the whole thing. But essentially what they're looking into is the fact that like the high end and like purple skill mods basically give you worse stats than like the blue mods from the beginning of the game. And there are definitely people out there that are just creating characters, going and collecting a bunch of blue skill mods and then switching and transferring those over to their main character. And that is insane that that is something that is even done, because you would think you would get more rewards, but you're getting less, which is crazy. And it's just something I'm sure they like an oversight and they didn't expect it to work out this way, but they're going to fix that. And one way they're going to fix it, which is so funny to me, but they're going to give you the ability to craft blue mods, and that'll be it's just an immediate fix. But it also helps for us. Like, I know my gear or my skill power, it's a little bit higher now, but it's definitely like under the thousands. It might be at 1,000 right now, but like no one has like really high skill levels. So they're also going, like with those mods, they won't be as powerful, of course, as like the high end and, you know, all that other stuff. But it'll let us attach them, because right now I don't have any blue mods because I got rid of all of them, because I thought, hey, I'm getting gold ones now. They're more powerful. Turns out they're not. So I like that they're focusing on that, because I would like to play as a skill, like skill power nut or whatever, but it just seems to not be possible. I don't want to sacrifice like my armor and health for like a slightly better turret.
Yeah, you know? My skill power is the one thing I do not give a shit about. And I don't even, I'll get new mods for the skills. They don't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, oh, cool. My seeker mines or my cluster mines or whatever the hell they're called. Oh, I could do plus 58% more healing. Well, great. They don't do any healing. They do only damage. So get rid of it.
Right. I mean, it's just slightly frustrating that it's not a main focus. But, I mean, it's, again, this game is supposed to let us play the way we want to play. And that's kind of how I want to play. But if I go into straight skills, I am going to get killed extremely fast, because I'm going to have no armor and no health. So hopefully that does get fixed out. I'm excited to see what they'll do with it. I trust Massive. I really do.
I do too. Because they had like high expectations to have for this game, and they did it.
Yeah, they definitely delivered. None of this is things that are like make me want to quit the game, but it's also things that are hard to design without having thousands and thousands of people playing the game and playing the game in their own unique ways and things like that. So all of these things aren't issues. They're just, well, the T-pose was an issue and the scarcity of the ammo was an issue, but it's just things that come up when you have a player base that's continue playing the game week to week. And that's like good that they're working on that.
Yeah.
And I really hope that most other developers take note, because this is how you launch like a games as service game, you listen to the community, you build the game more. It's not just new content drops, it's just making the game work and run and feel better when you play it. Like this game, imagine a year from now how different the game will be, not in just like, whoa, this game plays different, but it just feels and organically shifts to how we play, which is awesome. It's just not going to be the same game, which is cool. And plus, we gave them like $100 for a game that we've so far. If I'm at 100 hours, I basically like $1 per hour. That's insane that they made a game like this. I feel like I owe them more money.
Yeah, and all the stuff coming up, we get.
Yeah, so it's still more stuff to come out. Like, it's just awesome, man. It really is. I wrote this one down, and this was just like the other one. It was the tank build, and I thought this was more suitable for you just because that is like your goal is to have as high as health and or armor as possible. And this one, again, was kind of like that thing of like it's a complex issue for them because they want to keep you and make you feel powerful, but at the same time, if you're too powerful, then they would have to make the enemies more powerful within, which makes them sponges. So they have an upcoming patch that's going to really maybe focus more so on talents. So maybe like the gear talents that you get, maybe your armor won't be as high, but your talents on your armor will make you more stronger to kind of like balance it out. But this is one of those ones that I would say you should probably worry about a little bit.
Oh.
Even though I trust them, I just say be a little bit concerned. Because I feel like it's going to change the way you play the game. If your armor and stuff is going to be lower, you're going to have to be more aware on like the stats and stuff that you have on it, which isn't like too crazy, but I would keep an eye out for it.
Massive. Don't ruin the game. If you want to get crazy, we can get crazy. We can get
crazy. That's all I have, man. I know it was like kind of long and there's a lot of things in it, but I hope it's helpful to know. Like, basically, this was just Massive saying, look, we hear you. We're making this game great. Like, don't worry. It's kind of like a calm down situation because the Reddit is crazy. Like, it went from Massive, we love you, to just fix this shit. Don't mess this shit. Fix this. And, you know, it just turned into like people hate Massive now. So I feel like this drop was basically them saying, chill.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, hey, just chill. We listen to your feedback. We're going to apply your feedback. This is what happened. That's right. What they do. Because people have such knee-jerk reactions online.
It's oh, yes.
Insane.
We could do an hour podcast just on that alone, on how fast people are quick to just, like, burn it all down.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, look at me in like, the MK17. I was like, well, that sucks. Like, Massive, this is the gun that I use. But I still used it when they nerfed it. And look, I even got it back up to even better than what it was.
Right. It's kind of funny because that is a parallel to us last episode. We were like, oh no, they changed this. Oh no, they changed this. But now I have no issue with it. My AR still doesn't have like 72 rounds in it anymore, but it does feel to me that it's slightly more powerful. So I don't need 72 rounds into the gun. So I don't know. It just, I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry. Massive's got us, you know?
Absolutely. And I expect these kind of podcasts to run a little bit longer when they release a state of the game, because there's a lot of stuff coming to talk about.
Yeah, it seems more and more, too, that there's more and more that they're fixing. And that's really just like the example of how great they are. That's it. This podcast is just basically letting Massive know that they're amazing.
All right, Massive, if you want to send us money, you can contact us.
Wait, you haven't been getting your checks?
No, since we're advertising for them like insane right now.
Oh, no, I'm just stating that I've already been getting paid by Massive.
Oh, what? So. You dicks.
So I don't know if there's anything else you want to discuss kind of about the game or state of game or anything like that right now. I kind of feel like we did a good job of sharing our concerns and discussing some things as we went through this list. I can't think of what we're going to go over next week. Do you have any?
Yeah, we can probably have a whole podcast on how an incoming backup request comes in every 4 minutes. And how they should give that its own menu. So if I want to go to help someone, I can go look through it myself they don't have to fucking alert me all the time. Like, we'll talk about that next week.
All right, that's gonna be that's gonna be it. I don't have anything else, man. I feel like we covered a lot. I hope it was helpful for you listeners out there, and I hope you had fun as well, as much fun as I did. I'm ready to end it now so I can go watch Thrones so I'm not spoiled. And Wes is probably going to go play some Division.
And shout out to Australia. I've been seeing you guys been checking our podcast out a lot, so thank you so much, Australia. I think each week I want to call out a different area. Last week was Belgium. What's up, Belgium?
So to just kind of show that we do have like minds, the outro this week, I was going to just read the same thing as always. And, you know, the real thing that I wanted to say, and this is completely like real talk, no jokes or anything, but I am completely amazed on like an audience that we found and the people that are like supporting us as far as like each episode. We just had our, you know, fellow agent Jason release a WWE episode, and he's getting like a good feedback on it. And it's just awesome to have like a small little community. You know, I didn't expect anyone to listen to our episodes, and we're getting close to like 500 plays overall since the beginning, and that's quite impressive. And I know it's not because we're super professional, it's just because maybe what we're doing is interesting to other people, and that was what this was all about, and that's the reason why we created this podcast. So realistically, I could pimp all of our stuff. You guys know youtube.com/mediajunkie, Twitter mediajunkie.vids, all the other stuff. I really just want to say like thanks to everyone for listening to our show and supporting it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously, thank you guys. It's awesome. We would love to have anyone else on, so if you want to be on the show, just send us a message on Twitter, again at Media Junkie Vids. Follow us if you're not already following us now, and you know, and you're more than welcome to come on.
Yes, 100%. I don't know if it's just people who are afraid. We had some great guests recently, but I just want to get anyone on. This isn't just our podcast. This is everyone's podcast. We just do all the work to get it up. So,
I mean, that's right. And it's a lot of work to get it up. You know what I mean? Hashtag don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. And with that being said, let's close it out the best way we know how, with our famous patent-pended hashtag slogan.
Patent-pended.
You know, all right, man.
And be like, what the hell's this?
It's the slogan, man. It's the slogan. Everybody wants it. So with that being said, to you guys for another episode. Let's go rogue. Let's go rogue.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right.